I want to get on to this issue of vaccinations and this disturbing study from the Sydney University that shows over the last 10 years, at least 23 children will have died unnecessarily because of the lack of vaccinations. The number could be double that. The number could be 54 unnecessary deaths in New South Wales alone. I'm joined on the line now by Kerry Chant, who's the Chief Health Officer for New South Wales. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Chant.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Tell us about what is going on here. The AMA has been pointing the finger pretty strongly at the anti-vaccination movement. Do you think there is a problem here with vaccination levels?
So this study highlights that there were 23 potentially preventable deaths, largely in relation to influenza and meningococcal. And it also pointed to the fact that, as you mentioned, a higher number might have been avoided, because in that period, some new evidence emerged about the importance of maternal vaccination and how maternal vaccination against influenza and also whooping cough can protect the newborn baby and up to 6 months of age.
Are we doing enough work on that then, on getting mothers vaccinated as well as the children?
We do need to continue a strong focus on that. Some of the messaging about women, to pregnant women, about avoiding medication and anything that could harm the baby has been so effective that I think we need to do strong engagement with pregnant women to advise them about the safety of the vaccine and the absolute importance of getting vaccinated in pregnancy. We're recommending that pregnant women get influenza vaccine and access that vaccine as soon as the vaccine becomes available, usually around early April each year ahead of the flu season. And then we also recommend that women get pertussis or whooping cough vaccination in the third trimester of their pregnancy, around 28 weeks.
And what about once a baby is born? What about family members and those who are going to have close contact with a baby? Do they need to be thinking about influenza, whooping cough, these other vaccinations?
First of all, we need to focus on making sure the baby gets vaccinated and that the vaccines occur on time. So
yep.
One of the challenges is that with busy families, we sometimes get a bit of slippage. The first vaccine is recommended at 6 weeks of age, so at quite a busy period for the new family. So it is important. New South Wales Health has got a Save the Date to Vaccinate app, which can actually serve to remind the parents around the timing of vaccination. And it's also got a lot of information and other resources. So I would commend that to any of your listeners with young families. It is also therefore important to look at the whole household. We would recommend influenza vaccination annually for any member of the community. There are also more specific recommendations for people depending on their particular circumstances.
We're speaking with Dr. Kerry Chant, who's the state's chief health officer, about preventable deaths of children because of a lack of vaccination. Now, can you tell us what's happening to vaccination rates in the state? Has there been any slippage? We've seen a lot of focus on this issue in recent years. We've heard some people campaign against vaccination. Has there been a slippage in the rates?
Well, the actual fact is we've seen an increase in vaccination coverage.
That's great news.
Yeah, we've seen an increase of about 6.3% since 2010, and it's up to around 93.8% in 2017. So we've actually seen a marked improvement. And pleasingly, Aboriginal children in New South Wales now have a higher immunisation coverage than non-Aboriginal children at each of the age milestones. But some of the key messages to parents is around the timeliness. There is a benefit in keeping to the schedule and not having slippage. So we sometimes get there in the end with our immunisation coverage, but timeliness is also a critical factor.
Sure, and if you've got 93%, that'd be close to your target, wouldn't you? I've heard 95% talked about as a target previously.
We aim for 95%, but as I said, we would like to have a stretch target of all pregnant women being vaccinated, and we would love to see all children afforded the benefits of vaccination.
Yeah, so obviously your key message is that timeliness, as well as getting your vaccinations, but getting them on time is crucial. Interesting that you've got an app for that. There is an app for everything now. We used to rely on those little blue books for the babies, but now you've got an app to help out as well. Why do you think you've seen this increase? Obviously, there's been a fair bit of public commentary on this, but we've seen the federal government also introduce over time a series of financial penalties linked to your childcare payments and the like, unless you can actually demonstrate that you have vaccinated your children.
I think, like all solutions, it's multifaceted. There's been a lot of work that the state's put into promoting flu vaccination. As I said, the Save the Day app, we've done some communication and campaigns promoting that. There's been the rollout of programs such as the pertussis and influenza vaccination in pregnant women through our antenatal clinics, and also advising GPs around the importance of those vaccines. The Commonwealth's also done some good work in this area, and we also have an Australian Childhood Immunisation Register, which allows us to track how we're going and also provide feedback to GPs and the state for areas that we might need to focus on in terms of low immunisation coverage. So a suite of things that we've done as a whole. The government's also commenced a school-based meningococcal vaccination program because we saw an upswing in cases of a particular subtype of meningococcal disease.
Yeah, meningococcal is a frightening disease for people. How broad, how widespread is vaccination for that? When can people and should people get meningococcal vaccinations?
So the meningococcal vaccination occurs within at the 12-month age. So that's mixed in with one of the vaccines. A number of the vaccines have multiple components now. So the 12-month vaccine for children has that meningococcal C vaccine. We had done a large program of vaccinations in schools back in 2003. And then at the moment we are rolling out a vaccine in schools. Your listeners who have got children in years 11 and 12 last year would have been offered the vaccination, and I'm pleased to say we vaccinated about 110,000 year 11 and year 12 students last year, and we will continue to roll out that this year for year 10 and 11.
Thanks very much for your time, Kerry.
No worries. Thank you.
That's
Bye.
Dr. Kerry Chant, who's the Chief Health Officer for New South Wales, giving us the good news on vaccinations. While there are some preventable deaths that have still been occurring, according to the Sydney University study, the rates are actually up. And you heard the message there. Don't take any risks. Make sure you get the vaccinations on time. Of course, any doubts, any questions, see your GP.